T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Flippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hello and welcome in, listeners. Now, great radio stations like WAAF, Boston's legendary rock station. Also, our friends at 98.3 The Keg in Fayetteville, Arkansas, and 1210 The Man in Miami, Florida. It is our random question. And before the break, our question, what were you willing to overlook that normally would be a deal breaker in a relationship? And the reason we asked the question, the wife of a cancer patient who was left unable to have sex and is incontinent after losing most of his penis to a flesh-eating superbug following routine surgery, has revealed that their relationship is stronger than ever.
Stronger than ever.
Andrew Lane, who's 65, contracted the potentially fatal infection following an operation to remove his prostate gland back in March of 2013. He and his wife, Sue, were handed a six-figure payout over the hospital's failings.
Six?
They have lost their sex life, and Andrew has been to hell and back. Despite this, Sue, who married Andrew just months after he returned from the hospital, has insisted, sex life or not, our relationship is stronger than ever. She says, I love him more than ever. I try to help him see that sex wasn't the most important thing in a loving marriage, and that I would stand by him no matter what. Recounting the dark days, Sue said the gory details of her struggles sounded like something from a horror film. Doctors told her that they need to cut away her husband's infected flesh that spread from his stomach down to his groin. This started when he was diagnosed with prostate cancer. His bowel was punctured during the procedure, but staff at the hospital only noticed the injury 6 days later.
Oh, no.
Thus, the beginning of the infection. Mr. Lane was rushed out of a theater, but the damage caused by the infection was so severe that he was left with just an inch and a half of penis. He was also forced to have the contaminated tissue covering his stomach removed, which he said left him looking 9 months pregnant. When the doctor told me...
Pregnant and penisless. Wait for that on Lifetime Network.
Excuse me? I felt horrified and heartbroken. I know how deeply a loss like this would affect any man. The wife added that Andy was so dosed up on painkillers, he didn't even understand what was going on. When he finally did come around, Sue revealed that he was in floods of tears and shouted at her to go away. Sue stayed by her husband's bedside a few days later. He shocked her by proposing at that very moment.
Well, he's like, he got nothing to lose.
You know, I lost it.
Well, to be fair, he probably thought she was going to say no. Then she's like, yes. He's like, I will be damned. Yeah. I will be damned. I owe my buddy $20. That sucks. That sucks, man.
Whatever that is, you don't want to get that.
No.
You do not want to.
And he did the right thing, right? You're of age. You get your prostate checked. They caught it earlier. We're going to do this routine. Does not mean easy, but routine surgery. Hey, man, sorry. We punctured your bowel. We have to take your penis away.
Don't you have an appointment coming up for one of those?
I do. And you know what? It's not.
Do you want to do it the same day?
You want to do a... You got to take...
Here's what I'm saying.
You got to go to a special guy, though.
I do, but I can still get it figured out.
No, but you complicated things by having a new butthole.
You just get the...
You literally have a new one.
Date of the operation the same, because I got to be knocked out. You got to be knocked out. Well, we got to find an Uber driver to take us home.
Why do I need an operation?
You don't need an operation. You need the procedure, which will knock you out for your colonoscopy. I need to do the same thing. I just need to go to doctor specialty butt doctor.
Because you have a new butt.
Because I got a new butt, right.
That's exactly right. We're not even kidding.
It's like...
His is like what? Certified used parts, however it works.
Right. It's like having a
hybrid.
Refurbished, like having a hybrid. You know what I mean?
You can just change the battery on. You have to go to a different... You have to go to a different auto dealer.
Correct.
To get your car once over.
I'm not sure what the deal is.
I just got great old...
Premium gas only in my ride. You know
I got a grade A USA, pure American butt right here.
See, mine's Black Angus. It's the expensive stuff.
Mine is half of it.
random.
Really, should we should have butt day taking the hell? We have to do it.
I know. But after reading this story, I'm going to bring it up to my doctor. What are the odds of this? Because I don't want to do this if I might lose my penis. And I don't think I'm out of line. I do not believe I'm out of line saying that. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
I like fried chicken.
Hola.
Hola.
What's that?
Hola. Hey, AAF, baby. That's my formal radio station.
Oh, nice. I'm in Boston.
Absolutely.
Sweet.
I'm the Akita guy who held my friend in prison.
That's the home of Smith Family Popcorn up in that area.
That's right. Out on the Cape.
That's what it's known for.
Let's see.
Smith Family Popcorn.
All right. We'll get one here.
Okay. Do you or someone you know have a picture of someone famous?
Yeah, actually I do, from a long freaking time ago. Bobby Orr, Bruins.
Get out.
Flying man.
Yeah, man, I was early high school, and he came to our high school, and he autographed pictures for everybody.
Questionably, or arguably, one of the greatest hockey players ever, period, right? I mean, I know there's Gretzky, there's Lemieux, there's other guys, but he is still the gold standard, right?
Yeah, he definitely is.
Okay.
Well, Bobby Orr is legend. I don't think he's... It's hard to say.
As far as scoring that as many goals as those other guys, probably not.
Right, because Gretzky has, like, all those records.
Yeah, but he's still one of the best players ever. That's very cool.
Oh, sure. And he's famous for the Bruins when he has some famous goal where he gets, like, tripped and he's, like, flying.
Yes.
That's
what
flying
age,
man.
At what age can you only have a picture of celebrity if you are in it? Right? You follow me? So when you're a teenager, you put up pictures of people that you idolize all over your wall. After a certain age, that's not cool. If I walk in your house and there's posters of Motley Crue, like, I know you like Motley Crue, but if I walk into your bedroom as an adult and you have posters for Motley Crue, it's weird. If you have a picture of you and Nikki Sixx together, I go,
like Ryan
that's
Castle
cool.
puts in our studio.
Oh, I better take down my Motley Crue pictures then.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I think one big thing
there's
is,
a certain age where then it's just weird,
it
right?
matters if it's framed. If it's framed, you could be any age, I think. But if it's not framed, you're right. You wouldn't want just a poster.
But what if I cut out a picture? I'm going back to Motley Crue on this. I cut out a picture of Motley Crue from some magazine and frame it myself. Nice frame. And put it up.
How about Cheryl Ladder, Christine Brinkley? Is it weird to have them on the wall, too?
If it's in your bedroom, yes. If it's in the basement that you call a man cave, no. I think we all understand what's happening there.
But yeah, you can't cut out a picture of a...
That's what I mean.
Yeah, that'd be awful.
At some age, that gets... Because you do it when you're a kid, but then you hit a certain age, you're like... You got to stop doing this.
Hey, look, man, if my kid was in sixth grade and someone sent a collage of pictures to my kid because they liked him, she's not going out with him, even in the sixth grade.
In sixth grade? No, they're still cool. That's still work, right? There's an age where that's not, oh, put it this way. To me, it's about the same age you would stop giving one of those little heart-shaped candies to say things like, I don't know, kiss me or whatever the hell.
Mm-hmm. Robin, who would you say is the person that's the most impressive person that you have a picture with?
Oh my gosh.
You can say me. There's hundreds of them.
Besides you guys, clearly.
I know who it is. What I know of you.
Chris Novoselic?
Robert Plant.
I didn't get a photo with him.
Oh, you didn't?
What? Mm-hmm. You talked to him all night and you didn't get a photo?
Didn't
and now we
photos.
Don't believe you. We don't believe you now.
No, they
now
didn't.
It's been a lie.
They didn't do photos
whatever.
Or whatever. So I wasn't going to be the one back there that's like, oh, Robert, could I get a foot? Because it just didn't feel right. I didn't want to force the
I don't
issue.
Believe you anymore.
I have witnesses.
Did he,
whatever.
Multiple yeah. witnesses.
Does he talk like he writes? Like, I frolic through the lilies of the night.
a little bit. He is cool enough to where he could, and he's just cool without even trying. It was amazing.
What did he say? Do you remember?
He said, it just kind of got into a conversation about radio and this and that, and are you playing my new song? And that was a bit of a moment because...
Did you tell him no?
Not everybody's playing the newest stuff. But then he kind of... It sort of turned to the group, and he's like, well, I hope you're at least still playing the old ones. And then he turns around as he's walking
away. Disappeared.
And he goes, I know I am. And then he, like, saunters into the night. It was amazing.
Exactly. Then he's on stage, just rocking Zeppelin. Reason we asked, do you or someone you know have a picture of someone famous? Someone found an old photo album at a thrift shop in Belgium. And it's this woman, and she's an older woman, and she's randomly posing with Hollywood celebrities. That's all this book is.
Like, who's in there?
Bruce Willis.
All right.
Patrick Stewart. Lawrence Fishburne. Harrison Ford. Nick Cage. Sam Neill. Robert Downey Jr., Kevin Costner, Tom Selleck, Tom Cruise, Richard Dreyfuss, Kristen Davis, John Bon Jovi, Cuba Gooding Jr., Drew Barrymore, Ed Harris, Keanu Reeves, good Heather Lord. Locklear, Antonio Banderas, Johnny Depp, Hugh Grant, Kevin Bacon, Tom Hanks, William Shatner, Elijah Wood, Meg Ryan, Kirk Douglas, Luke Perry, Emilio Estevez, Samuel L. Jackson, Kate Winslet, Liam Neeson, Faye Dunaway, Steven Spielberg, Walter Matthau, Tommy Lee Jones, and Julia Roberts. Naturally, someone needed to know, who is this woman?
Right.
And they found out her name is Marie Snooze Logler. She is a former member of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. They put on the Golden Globes, which explains how she'd met all those stars. It's not clear how the thrift shop got a hold of that photo album, but people, so I was looking through, like, this woman is with everyone.
You think it's one of these deals where, like, she's a meemaw, meemaw dies, people don't, the stuff they really thought was valuable from her estate, based on what she did, they grabbed all that and just glossed over that crap?
Probably.
I mean, I'm telling you, man, sometimes you go to somewhere like Goodwill, and it's, I found a piano at Goodwill. They're selling it for like $100. I'm looking at this thing, run the serial number, it's from 1906 for some company in Chicago that's still around today, whatever. It's old enough, it only has two pedals. They almost all have three now, right?
Okay.
So it's this old-ass piano. You play this thing, it sounds incredible. The wood's kind of warped, so it just sounds a little bit different and unique. And I'm like, somebody just didn't feel like taking this thing because it weighs 8 million pounds.
Yeah, someone passed
someone
on.
Someone died. Everyone grew up with this piano. You don't give it a second thought. I'm sure they passed it around. Everyone said, I don't want this.
I think there's also a certain level with, you just, at a certain point, you just, like, I know this stuff has sentimental, like, just get rid of it. You know, right. Some people, just old people, just keep everything. And it's like, that's how I think this stuff ends up there. Because it's like, you've got to get this stuff out of here. You just, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I feel like,
I wouldn't, like, look, I'm doing it with my mom right now. I'm not going to fly back and go through every single item. And as I told her, if I wanted any of this, I would have taken
it. You're going to be mad when Miles and I buy that photo album. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
Did you know your mom knew Richard Pryor? Here's a picture of them at dinner. Oh, Ted, here's your mom with John F. Kennedy. I'll be damned.
The best one is, what's his name? Lethal Weapon. Danny Glover.
Danny Glover. All right.
Okay. Danny Glover's a big union supporter. So he used to come in the AFL all the time.
Does your mom call you from time to time when she's going through stuff and like, Ted, do you want this anymore or anything like that?
No.
She does not.
She keeps it all.
She's not asking.
Right.
She's going to dump
every
it
Every time
out.
I see her house, though, I'm like, just get rid of it.
From your brother and your sister, too.
Yes.
Okay.
There's one thing I want to keep. It's a crystal decanter.
You're not going to get that.
Right. Well, I sit around the house all the time drinking fine rye.
What are you doing with that?
I don't know. I just want to put liquor in it.
I have a decanter.
Yeah.
Looks cool. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Your guess is as good as mine on the way. The categories will be delicious desserts and active lifestyles. Your guess is as good as mine coming up after emails on our random question. Question 844-999-OLA.
Random, random.
Hello,
random,
Scott. Random, welcome random, to the Men's Room. Random,
hello.
Hola.
Hola, Mitchell.
Welcome to the program. Random question. Random, all right, Scott, let's see. What do we got for you here? How about this one? Scott, why did you, or why will you potentially, need a lawyer?
Oh, my. Maybe trying to save my house from foreclosure or something like that.
Okay. Is that what you see happening in the future, maybe? Or is that happening now?
I'm just trying to fix it up and refinance it.
Okay.
Yep.
But if you don't...
Other than that. I don't crash into people, but...
Okay, all right. Sometimes you're just involved in maybe like a class action lawsuit. I don't know if you've ever gotten one of those letters in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I'm kind of have bets on Mike Hawk testing positive, about the poppy seeds because I got a DUI like 5 years ago.
Did you need to get a lawyer for your DUI?
No, I just went through the easy way, like a public defender. But there's all kinds of people saying, oh, I had poppy seeds on a bagel or something, and that's why they tested dirty. And I don't think any of those poppy seeds on what he's eating are actually the kind that are going to test negative.
Well, we're going to find out.
I mean, look, man.
I know.
A lot of people, everybody keeps chiming in saying, hey, it happened to me. It happened to me. And I believe you, but at the same time, if I'm on opiates, that's what I would say, too. That's all.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's like, oh, I ate a poppy seed bagel. Or I brushed my teeth, and that's why my blow-and-go went off and said, yeah, it's not going to work because you have alcohol in your system. But people just lie and have excuses.
People do lie, but I've also witnessed that firsthand. Someone to brush their teeth, people use what mouthwash, and one was kombucha. Of all freaking things.
That's in love.
Yeah,
as well.
You don't want to do that. That'll actually probably do it.
It does.
Okay.
It does do it, yeah.
Well, the reason we asked, why do you need a lawyer? If you missed this last week, a video went viral that's led to a debate about airplane etiquette, air rage, public shaming, everything in between. There's a woman named Wendy Williams, and she is from Virginia, and she's on an American Airlines flight from New Orleans to Charlotte, North Carolina. She reclined her seat, and the guy behind her, who was in the last row and couldn't recline, started punching it, and Wendy then recorded the video. Well, now, Wendy is saying she wants to press charges against that guy. And she is considering suing American Airlines for defamation because the flight attendant took the guy's side and gave her a warning that she could be arrested for creating a disturbance. Also, since the video went viral, the flight attendant that said that has been fired. As for the debate about whether it's okay to recline your seat if it makes a person behind you uncomfortable, the CEO of Delta Airlines decided to weigh in. He says, quote, proper thing to do is if you're going to recline into somebody, you ask if it's okay first.
She did. He said no. That's the part they leave out of that story.
Oh,
he had,
okay.
Yeah, he had asked her if she could not do that, and she had the attitude that it doesn't matter. Look, you can be on either side of the debate, but he did express, hey, could you lean your seat forward? She decided no, and that's why he punched the back.
Wouldn't so he kind of be, not that Delta had anything to do with what's going on with American Airlines and their policy, but I've flown Delta, and you can recline at will. So, like anything else, I mean, he is somebody who, honestly, could be in control of whether you do this or you don't. Make the seats, you know, take one row out. You know what I mean? Anything. I mean,
there's a couple issues with this, right? First of all, I'm shocked how hotly debated this is. But number one is they are making the seats smaller, right, like lengthwise.
Yes.
Right? So I've been in the theory maybe don't have them reclined. But then I've also had plenty of other people who are like, my back kills me. I have to recline or I'm going to be uncomfortable. Like, in pain the entire flight.
Mm-hmm. I'm in pain the entire flight every time just because of my legs, because I'm tall. I mean, that's just part of the life of getting on a plane. Look, planes are remarkably expensive, but in the end, it's just a flying bus, right?
Right.
You're a little more comfortable than maybe you would be some other way, but really, you're not. It's a freaking bus that you spend a lot of money on because this bus goes really fast. That's all it is. So in the end, it feels like you're stuck on a bus. Because you are. I think the reason people get, I know part of the reason I get a little more chippy about it is because it costs a hell of a lot more than taking the bus. So you have expectations. It's never on time, unlike buses or trains, so that pisses you off. And all the crap you have to go through just to sit down on this big flying bus. But if someone says, hey, could you not recline your seat? You can be decent.
Granted, you can go the speed of a car and take a train.
I mean, look, I'm on team don't recline.
I'm on team
but
don't recline.
I also get the thing of like, they leave it as an option. So if people do it, then
that's what happens. Yeah. I mean, but it's simple. Like, look, if you recline and the person behind you is annoyed, but they don't say anything, then recline. If someone behind you says something, then don't, right? It's not that hard. I mean, you spent your money. We all have about the same amount of space. That's all. So if you take my space, either give me the money for it or just lean forward. It's not a big deal. But yeah, so they leave that part of the story, but they had already exchanged how they felt about it. So she did it anyway. That's why he started throwing blows to the back of the seat. And if that is criminal, there are so many children that I could sue right now.
Yes, he doesn't touch her. He's messing with the seat.
He never touches her. But I'm sat behind kids, man, and they just do what they do. And it is so freaking annoying because they're swinging their feet and they kick the back of your seat. I don't know, for a 4.5-hour flight from Houston to Seattle or something like that. But I never thought I'm going to sue them.
Yeah. No.
It just sucks. Again, I'm not fooling myself. I'm on a bus that flies, and there's nothing more to it than that.
You like that seat, plane.
What?
The back seat, the very back seat in the plane?
No, I don't care.
Okay.
But I never recline.
I just can't stand it because there's like some kind of weird, like, I don't know, like pumps and stuff, and then you can smell the bathroom.
It depends who goes in the bathroom.
Somebody opens up the door, you may be like, oh, man,
Random.
Like, that one time where I was like, it just smelled, like, I could smell the holding tank the whole time. Not just the bathroom, like the holding tank.
I could have been your upper lip. I've sat next to you.
Yeah.
I either want the very front or the very back. We're talking coach, right? Either put me all the way back to the toilet or put me all the way up front.
I just know me. I'm going to have some beers. I'm going to get up to pee. I'm not going to sleep. The back of the plane generally is a little louder.
Right.
The bathroom's right there. Like,
they run out of all the things. By the time they get to you.
Not always.
All the good lunch options are done. The sandwiches are gone.
But that's why you make the good eye contact when you get on the plane. You're sitting in the back of the plane. You're that person there to kind of like. I have found that I get more freebies when I sit in the back. So do the thing where, hey, we're about to do our last run. Knowing full well they start at the front, right? But you're sitting in the back. We're about to do our last run. Now, I had been good for three beers because I'm buying two at once. Came back around the second time. So they know. They know they're going to get their money from me. They will start with you. Like, they will say, hey, before we do this, do you want another beer now? I'll tell you what, I'll get two. Now, the beauty of sitting them back and getting your two, knowing they're about to shut down, they run out, say, halfway up, you're covered.
Yep.
Sitting in the middle of the plane is the worst for that. Either the very front or the very back. I'm telling you. But in the back, you work deals. You always do. You do, man.
Random question, 844-999-OLA.
Random.
Hello, Justin. Random, welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Justin, welcome to the program. The random question. Here's yours. Justin, what was stolen? Did you steal it? Was it stolen from you? What was stolen?
Okay, so when I met my wife like 5 years ago, her aunt stole my Dodge truck.
Her aunt stole your truck.
She was in the living room, and she asked for the keys to my truck because she said that she had left her cigarettes out there. And so she got the keys to my truck from my mother-in-law and then took off, wrecked it, totaled it, and then, that was it. That was the end of my truck.
Bam! So where was she going?
She was running. She is now a drug counselor.
Well, she should be.
What was she running from then? Was she running to the drugs?
She had a warrant out for her arrest, and she didn't have any means of transportation, and she was trying to get as far away from town as possible.
All right, and
and she didn't think you'd call the cops, get the license plate, and they'd be on the lookout.
Was she being chased by the police when she wrecked the car, or did she do that on her own?
She did that on her own. So, karma loosened up the lug nuts on the front tire, and the tire popped off.
So it could have been you driving. It could have been you driving it later that day, and the same thing would have happened.
Yes. So she did avoid. It was my truck, man. I miss it.
Yeah. Did you get any money out of it?
I did not. Well, I got $300 because I sold what was left of the truck to a guy.
So basically, you only had liability insurance, and once that thing was totaled, there was nothing you could do with it.
I just wanted to move forward.
Sure.
She went to jail for a long time, and then she became a drug. Apparently, she turned her whole life around, so I am going to go hit her up.
Yeah, I'm going to say, you got a job.
How many years did it take from her to be an addict who's on the run to being a drug counselor?
So we've been doing this for like 7 years now. So I'd say it took her 4 years.
Okay.
4 years.
That's impressive. You know, and people criticize. Look, everybody makes mistakes in life. People need a fresh start. But if you want to talk to someone who has been an addict and has been to hell and back and knows what the potential to lose is and gain and all that stuff, it's somebody who did drugs and was addicted. And I'm not saying that people...
Now who else would you want to talk to?
Right. I'm not saying that there aren't people out there that can't help you who haven't gone through similar situations. I just think it's helpful to have... the perspective of the person and what they've been through, too, because they can help you because they've been there.
Because they know what they're talking about.
Right.
That's all. You never smoke weed, don't talk to me about smoking weed. You don't know. If you've never had booze, don't talk to me about drinking booze. You don't know. It doesn't mean you're wrong, but you don't know. You can't relate to the reality of it. Everybody knows quotes. Anyone can lay out a stat. But if you can't relate, you can't relate. Like, look, I don't do oxys, but I can certainly recognize that they're bad. But if you're trying to recover from oxys, I'm not the guy to talk to.
Yeah, and you're not the guy that can do it.
Right. Like, you know, I don't know,
there's
man.
Not a guy named Mario Saletti in Brooklyn who opened up Chinese restaurants. Right. You know what I mean? Like, I know what he's going to do. I know what
he's
going to cook.
I'm sure it's fine.
But it's not, I don't, that's not the guy I want to go to. You know what I mean? I don't want to have, I don't know, Bill Davis's barbecue sauce.
Would you go to Wilford Brimley's Soul Food Shack?
Wilford Brimley, based on his size, I might think about
his
it.
His mustache says yes.
Yeah.
His
yeah.
mustache, right, exactly. Yes. You yeah. need to know what he looks, because Wilford Brimley, you could go either way. Like, that's a name that says I know soul food. You say it's a white dude, like, let me see.
But he's wearing suspenders.
And he's been pimping oats for years.
He knows about diabetes. That tells me brother's been eating right.
I think suspenders.
Wilford Brimley knows how to eat.
Suspenders, for some reason, give you credibility on food. I'm not sure why, whether it's like Cajun food, barbecue. If someone's making soup, right? One dude's got suspenders on, the other I'm taking the suspended guy.
Thick ones, though, right?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Colonel Sanders rocks suspenders. He was a thin dude.
KFC's delicious.
Oh, no. Thicker suspenders.
Oh, thicker. Yeah, right. What about like Grover Redenbach, all right? Granted, he's only slinging popcorn, but he does a fine popcorn.
Yeah.
I don't remember, but I do not believe that his suspenders were particularly thick. He might be the thinnest suspended white dude pitching food out there.
On the other end, you know, your pilot walks on the plane, and he's not wearing his jacket, and you see he's got these thick-ass suspenders. Get off that plane.
Right.
He should be at home making barbecue.
Wait a minute.
He should be at home making barbecue.
You don't trust a pilot with suspenders?
Hell no. Would you? Would you get on a plane like a puddle jumper somewhere with some guy who just said, all right, hold on, put the suspenders?
I mean, if we were like in Alaska in a bush plane, I trust him.
Sure.
Okay, you do?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but then wouldn't you trust him more than a guy in a suit? Right, we're in a bush plane in the middle of Alaska.
In that
dude rolls up in
a
suit and aviators. I'm like, I'm not feeling it.
Did you drive in from Anchorage? What are you?
The guy that looks unhappy to meet us. You boys
Salty?
In the plane. Yeah, he's mad that we're there. He's running a tank. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, fly this plane.
Reason we asked what was stolen, this is a bizarre story.
Also, I just got to mention suspenders guy. I trust his view on nuts. He's like, hey, peanuts, cashews. Trust me, I know where the best nuts are in this town. Like, thanks, man.
So just know this. If you wear suspenders, we, at least this radio program, believes you have a few areas of expertise.
And that's it.
Or you're a badass dude that's a logger.
Actually, the last guy I saw in suspenders, I threatened to break a ukulele, quote, in his ass if he didn't stop playing on the train.
But
the last guy.
I bet he could make something delicious.
Yes, based on his appearance, I get
a feeling. And beat you in chess. You know, like there's certain...
ukulele guy, he's one of the checkers.
No, he'd beat you in chess. Miles is right. Yeah. If you saw him, like, okay, you can make barbecue, you're really annoying, and you can beat me in chess.
You probably don't want to pitch horseshoes with him. There's a few things out there, you know, but other than that. So this is crazy. A woman in Washington State and her 16-year-old daughter were arrested after the woman allegedly posed as a baby photographer and drugged mother in an attempt to steal her newborn.
Good God.
We go down to Tacoma. And upon receiving treatment at a local hospital, woman filed a report with the sheriff's department in which she said she had accepted an offer from a woman on a Facebook baby group to take photos of her newborn for free as a way of the photographer building her portfolio. Suspect is a 38-year-old resident who allegedly carried multiple aliases. She allegedly visited the victim's home three times to take photos where she is seen taking selfies with a baby, wiping also her fingerprints from items that she touched. Which led to some suspicion.
Yeah.
During the third incident, the suspect and the suspect's teenage daughter gave the victim a cupcake. The victim then reported feeling numb and drowsy immediately after eating it. Victim told the suspect and her daughter to then leave the home. After they left, the victim noted that the suspect had stolen her house keys. The woman was arrested along with her teenage daughter at her home. Detectives working the case said they conducted multiple interviews and obtained numerous search warrants, including additional victims. Basically, the whole thing went down because she was trying to knock her out and then steal her newborn baby.
That is terrifying.
Parker had also allegedly been involved in a bomb-making incident before that. Good times. Random question, 844-999-OLA.
I know the people goes through some things, but it just seems to me, especially after having kids, right? The last thing that I would ever want to steal
is someone else's.
Is another child, man. I mean, listen, I love my kids. They're great. They're fun. They make me smile. They keep me home. All this stuff, the last thing on this planet that I would be more likely to steal, I don't know, your steamed broccoli off of, which I would never eat. I'm more likely to steal your broccoli than steal your kid. The idea.
No,
I mean, unless your kid's like 18, like, yeah, I stole them, then I kicked them out of the
my
house.
Nieces, my nieces are two of the most beautiful,
sure,
sweet kids, yep, you'll ever want to meet. They do incredibly well in school. They are polite. They are well-mannered.
You want them?
If my brother and his wife were to somehow get busted in some deal and have to go away to jail for 2 years, and call me up and said, can you take your nieces? I'd go, oh, God.
Right.
Okay.
That's what I mean.
You know what I mean? But I'd be like, all right.
It's begrudged.
It's like being a godparent. Like,
well, but it's
little Bernie's my godson, right? But like, at no point has Bernie, my buddy, he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, if something happened, I'll say, you're not getting a kid.
Like,
yeah, I'm good.
You take my kid to Bieber. I haven't ran by her over the weekend, and she's like, yeah, man, I'm not, because she wants to see Bieber. You want to see Bieber.
Yeah.
And I was like, ha-ha, jokingly to her. I'm like, would you go, Mr. Ted? She's like, yeah, man. I'm like, no, listen, don't even get excited. It's not going to happen. Now,
you were going to let Ted go to Bieber with your kid?
No, I absolutely.
That sounds like a great idea.
1,000% would not. No.
Why?
Because Ted would be responsible for my kid.
Right.
Yeah, no,
but I need a babysitter, not you.
Hey.
And don't take that long.
The kids I used to babysit, one's in the Marine Corps.
Uh-huh.
Right? An officer. One is getting married.
Oh, wow.
And one played college baseball.
Get out of here.
I am good.
What was your baby CPR? What was your kid's CPR?
Oh, hold them up by the feet and shake them.
Shake them.
But your kids aren't infants.
I know, but how many times did you do that while babysitting?
Well, never. I would call people first.
Before you shook them?
Hey, all I'm saying is, you got a crisis in this house. You got a kid that wants to go to Bieber.
You sure? You won't let him go to Bieber with your daughter?
The problem is, you know she'd have a blast. He'd be like, oh my God. I'm not calling him again.
You're not babysitting,
right?
I know.
This Ted guy's great.
As much soda as
I
wanted.
He doesn't seem to really care about anything.
I understand this. This is why no.
Yeah, would you puke after she got home? All right, oh yeah. There's a lot of sugary.
Dipping dots.
You're right. No, dip your pretzel in the Dippin' Dots.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Your guess is as good as mine. Coming up the categories, delicious desserts and living an active lifestyle. Your guess is as good as mine. Coming up after emails on our random question. Question 844-999-OLA.
Random.
We lose everybody.
The phone lines are done.
Okay.
So I was trying to explain. They got a little blinky before that break there.
Well, we are the only ones.
They stopped blinking.
Okay. All right. I'll ask you guys a question. You guys can pick who wants to answer. Okay. What are you guys sad that closed down? It's no longer around anymore. I mean, not like it used to be. In our area, we lost all our Hooters locations. I know they're still out there. Bums me out that they're not here anymore. I was first devastated like this when they pulled the last TGI Fridays out of here.
Yeah. Honestly, man, I'm a bookstore guy, so the, Barnes & Noble, whatever, just we had one a couple blocks away from where we work, and like, that was my go-to spot, you know what I mean?
Yep, yep.
Get my book needs, the occasional candy, but yeah, closed down. Just kills me.
I don't think there's any Arthur Treachers out there anymore for your
fish. Did that kill you?
No.
That can't have killed you.
All right.
Well, there's no way that killed you.
No, it didn't kill me. I'm a Long John Silver's guy.
Actually, my father, they killed him, man. When I was growing up, right, if you're going to get fast food, typically most people go to McDonald's or Burger King. That's the standard thing. Then you started bringing some Jack in the Box and Taco Bell. Oh, no, not in my house. There are a couple things that were guaranteed. One, if you were going to drink a cola, it was not Coca-Cola. It was not Pepsi. It was RC Cola.
And I had one of those the other day, and I'm here to tell you, it's pretty good.
It's fine, but do you think it's fine because you're used to drinking the things that everyone else drinks, Miles?
I just thought it tasted good.
That's my point. I thought the same thing about Coke when I went to my buddy's house. But if you went to fast food, it's either going to be Arby's, which was great, but you never knew, or Arthur Treacher's, which wasn't so awesome. And my father swore by Arthur Treacher's fish and chips. I would be willing to argue that of all the people alive in America now, I'm in the top 10% of people for the amount of times that I've been to Arthur Treacher's.
Really?
Dude, my childhood was Arthur Treacher's.
See, Long John Silver's, you got a pirate hat.
Now, see, I like Long John Silver's better. So when we lived in upstate New York, it was Arthur Treacher's all the time. That's where we went. We moved to Colorado for 2 years, and there were no Arthur Treacher's, but they had Long John Silver, and I'd never heard of it. But I'm about 7 or 8 years old. I remember we went. My brother and I thought Long John Silver's was fantastic. And yes, it began with the pirates' hats. It continued with the crayons and the maize and all that stuff. But the food was fine. Mm-hmm. I thought it was better. Okay. But
I mean, I haven't been to an Arthur Treacher since 1992.
You even
How about
know the
Boston
year?
Market or the Kenny Rogers Roasters?
I just remember
the death
the year,
of the rotisserie chicken place.
Because Arthur Treacher's in my neighborhood was only in the mall.
Yeah.
And I remember the Dream Team was playing, and we got fish and chips and then tried to find a store that we could watch the Dream Team. So I know it was 1992. Hey,
you went to the mall to get food and hopefully find like an electronics
place?
No.
Oh. We were at the mall, but my parents were doing something. So me and my brother went to get food and watch his game.
Hey, look.
But most things, you're right, most things that I would say that I miss are probably going to be restaurants or bars.
And with that, you just brought up a mall. I mean, I can't imagine how much longer malls have. I bet they have about a decade and then they're all gone, right?
Sure. I mean, it looks that way.
So as a kid, what did you want to do on Friday night or Saturday when you could?
Yeah, go hang at the mall.
You go hang out at the mall, you know?
There's a whole movie about it.
What, hanging out at the mall rats?
Mall rats.
Oh, yeah.
And now the last thing that you want to do as an adult is go to the mall.
Mm-hmm. Reason we ask, what are you sad to close? The city of Lakeland, Florida, had to close a portion of one of their state parks last week. Because of a massive snake orgy.
Yeah.
They posted on Facebook, it appears they have congregated for mating. They are non-venomous and generally not aggressive. As long as people do not disturb them, they'll reopen the park once the orgy is over. But in the meantime, it is completely closed off.
Have you seen how snakes have sex?
Very popular park.
When they're mating.
They coil all up.
But it's just like one giant snake. But it's just one giant ball of snake sex. I'd be like, Dad, are you horny? Yeah, I'm horny too. Hey, everyone, are you horny? And like, we all pile into one room and there's 80 of us just having sex.
Yeah, just the snake orgy just throws me off.
It's a snake orgy, Dad.
I'd watch almost any other orgy. Deer.
Deer
bear.
Orgy.
Huh.
Humble brag. You'd watch a deer orgy?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I shouldn't be that excited about it.
No, you.
But
you know,
I'm just saying.
Follow your heart, bro. I'm not judging you. I'm a little shocked.
How much you have to pay for that?
What, a deer orgy?
Yeah.
What would you pay the most money to watch?
A buck.
An animal. Pay for a buck for a buck orgy?
A buck for a buck. Every buck.
I mean, the most I'd pay to watch, dolphin orgy.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I watched a chimp orgy. They terrify me, but it's, I can feel that they swing for the fences, man. They just have a demeanor that says, like, they're going to do.
I don't think I've ever seen video of a chimpanzee. Ever. I mean, I know they're going to have sex like a human does, but I wonder how creative.
I don't know if they do it just like a human.
I wonder if they get bored of certain stuff. You know what I mean?
Probably.
Like, we're going to do it this way this time.
Now I have to
Google
chimp sex.
Most animals, though, aren't, like, most animals are pretty, it's quick.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean,
including
so it's like,
me.
So it's like humans. All right. Fine.
All right. I'm going to click on videos. I was putting chimpanzee sex. I do not know. I do not think I'm going to be happy.
You're
going to
see it.
I don't
it.
Know. I know that. I don't know how graphic it is the thing. Because they don't treat it like a porn site. This is, you know, like National Geographic style stuff. But it really does not change.
I will say one thing about missing old restaurants and bars. Every time one closes, I go, man, I can't believe that place closed.
When was the last time you were there?
Right. It's been 3 years since I've been there. It's probably why they closed.
I'm buffering.
Oh, God.
Damn.
Hey, look, man, I'll look it up. You never seen chimps get it on?
No, I haven't. Have you seen chimpanzees?
I'm assuming I have.
You're assuming you
Why
have.
Why would you assume that?
I watch a lot of nature stuff.
Okay.
More of the random question coming up against 844-999-HOLA.
Shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.